Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 12 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Yalo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I am Brady Hull. We got Jay Dizzle on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Jades, how you doing, man? It's been a while since I've seen you, man. What's up?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just living the dream, you know.
You got your Rockies All-Star Game jersey on, man. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I went last year. I got to go down and watch the Home Run Derby. The only thing I didn't see was the actual All-Star game, but we went to the Celebrity Game and the whatever All-Star was, all the fan fests. It was super fun.
Well, and all the new stuff was put in down there, too, right before that. So it just made it this wonderful event that really, that's become what the thing that the Rockies are known for, is doing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, and it was just great. I mean, the venue was amazing. They had, like, this free-to-enter, like, just event. It was my ballpark or my MLB, something like that, ballpark play. I don't know. It was super cool, though. They had Jenny Finch, who's, like, a world-class softball player. She was out there. They had signings every day. It was amazing.
Now, imagine if you could get that atmosphere around the Broncos' new stadium. And I'm talking about the idea that they move the stadium, they rebuild a stadium around DIA, and as Zach Stevens told us yesterday, they would almost create a little village, like a city-type deal, surrounding the stadium. Imagine if you had that. I mean, this would be absolutely, this is a win-win. It drives me nuts, the ones that are bitching about the ownership. Like, oh, Walmart, how they run their, you're complaining about how Walmart is ran? I mean, Jades, have you been to Walmart, bro? I mean, I don't know how they treat their employees and stuff, but I just know if I need stuff, it's there. It's at Walmart. It's a business model that works. So I guess I don't quite get, because he's a bazillionaire. This is all good for Denver at the end of the day. I mean, this Walton thing, man, I'm pumped about it. And now you've got, like, and now you got a situation, too, where they're talking about bringing Peyton Manning in. They're bringing Peyton Manning in as this maybe, well, not yet, but that's picking up steam, where he could potentially be some part of not really management, but a face here. And I'm telling you, dude, you mix that in, things are about to get really, really interesting. The new Broncos ownership group discusses advisory role for Peyton Manning. I mean, I don't care what you want to call it. Advisory role, you know, assistant to the regional manager, whatever. Involving Peyton Manning is great for business, especially with all that he's doing now, with his broadcasts and his shows and his marketing ability. I mean, again, it's not like the Broncos necessarily needed it, but over the last 6 years, good PR would be wonderful for Denver, because they have kind of faded over the 6 years. Now, obviously, bringing Russell Wilson in has changed everything going forward here. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's get to our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who would you rather the Avs face? Tampa Bay or New York, the Rangers or the Lightning? What do you think there? I mean, again, this is just fun to watch with zero pressure. It's weird. It's like I'm almost forgetting that the Avs don't play, because they had the sweep in the first round. They've kind of busted through the Western Conference, if you really just want to look at it that way. They really have. And it's been short. There's been some certainly some drama in the games. Was there ever really much doubt? I think after the St. Louis game, there was a little concern by me. This, what was it, game two? There was a little concern. And then when they came back and they won game five, okay, that was it. That was the most stressed we've been. And now you sit back and you just watch this play out, and I'm telling you, man, it's stress-free. Lightning Rangers going at it. Tied 2-2. They played tonight. What time is that? 6 o'clock tonight. I guess I'm at this point where I don't really care. I'm just rooting for this group to be seven. And again, you know me, I'm not the most well-versed hockey guy in the history of the world. But I'm just looking at this series going, you know what? Either one of those teams, good enough to get to where they are right now. Now I'm just hoping for these guys to beat each other up. And you go seven. So go vote at theholeshow.com. Again, that's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Let's see what you guys are thinking. Lightning or Rangers? Look at that, Jade. 75% of the Hooligans are saying they'd rather see the Rangers. Is that because you hate the Rangers and you want to see the Avs beat the Rangers? Because I don't think anybody's voting on this. Maybe some of you are voting on who you think the easier opponent is going to be. That's not, you're in the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, the hot goalies, obviously the Rangers have one of those. They didn't look great, though, in that last game. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Lightning win these next two games to finish this series off. But again, rooting for seven games when it comes down to it. Watching the NBA Finals last night, boy, was I wrong. Jays, why did you let me do that? I took the Warriors plus 3.5. There's a reason the wise guys do this thing for a living, man. Because Boston was wonderful. I mean, Golden State had a stint in the third period where they had a 7-point play. Curry goes and gets a 3-pointer. He gets fouled. They called it a flagrant. He gets to shoot a 1-for-2. He makes the first one, so they get the ball back. Porter comes in and makes a 3. 7-point play. The Warriors were down by 2 at that point. They ended up getting the lead at one point in that stretch. And that was it for like a split second. And then, of course, you saw Boston just handle their business in that fourth period. They outscored Golden State 23-11. Did you hear the FU Draymond Green chants? Did you hear those? Do we have Steve Kerr, or was it Steve Kerr or Klay Thompson talking about that? We got both. Okay, so here's what's interesting. Let's go. Do you have the old one of Klay Thompson when he was like, dude, you just got to be tough. It's a man's game. Da 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 da. When he said that a few years ago because some fans were booing and he's like, I guess some fans got their feelings hurt. Well, the crowd charted. I mean, Boston's a crazy place to play, dude. Just absolutely nuts. That place gets crazy. The Garden is I mean, the fan base is there. You had Paul Pierce in that beautiful coat, that beautiful 75th anniversary coat that he's wearing. And you had the crowd just absolutely getting into it. And Draymond Green invites this, dude. If you can't take it, then don't dish it. Draymond talks more trash than anybody in the league. And it's okay. I like it. I enjoy Draymond Green. He's fun to watch. He's fun to listen to. He was a non-factor last night. But if you're going to be that kind of guy, these are the chants you're going to get. You're going to hear that kind of stuff. Here's Steve Kerr. Let's go to Steve Kerr first. Here's Steve Kerr talking about the Boston Celtics fan base.
On the crowd's response to Draymond, classy, very classy.
And that wasn't that bad. But here's Klay Thompson.
It was not a factor. We played in front of rude people before, dropping F-bombs with children in the crowd. Real classy. Good job, Boston.
I like when people don't like the way things go and they're just, the children. Like the children have never. You go to a sports game. Dude, I went to Bronco games. I went to Bronco games growing up, and we were in the South Stands. Like, dude, we had South Stands tickets. That place was rowdy. My parents just knew that if they took me to a game, it's good. You just got to know that. If you're not comfortable with an FU chant, I mean, we hear the ref sucks. You know, they do the what do they do? What's the call for the refs? Like the bad call. We do that stuff all the time. It's sports. It's live sports. You're gonna get cursing. You're gonna get it. But Klay Thompson, the rude people before. You know, good job, Boston. Whatever. This Draymond, he's a foul mouthed dude too. I don't have an issue with it. I mean, yeah, would I have been? If it were somebody else other than Draymond, maybe. But Draymond invites this. Steph Curry said it best. He's like, dude, that's the way he plays. It's happened before. He dishes it. All that and more. I mean, he gets it. So I don't really understand the complaint side of it. No, there you go. He said, Chris, liking Betting Across America. It's a damn good show, dude. He said, Brady, the guy's after you, which is Betting Across America with Mr. Mike Pritchard as one, for one, have done me right two nights in a row now. Dude, they know what they're talking about. You got to tune in. Betting Across America airs right after our program. Not today, though, Jades. We got Rockies baseball. Rubber match coming up. Can the Rockies win this series? They were maybe a Charlie Blackmon error away, but I don't think they were going to get the job done in that inning at that point in time. Well, with that being said, Jades, let's move right over to it. The good, the bad, and the ugly from the night that was, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. The good for me, I love watching this guy. I wanted the Nuggets to draft him a few years ago. I'm a big fan of his. When he played at Oklahoma State, I know he talked a little trash. He got a little dirty at times, but he is a vicious player. He's the defensive player, the best defensive player in the league. When the best defensive player in the league is dropping 24 points, 3 of 7 from the three-point line, 5 of 7 from the free-throw line, things are good. Marcus Smart is a very intelligent, see, I'm not even going to use the pun, an extremely intelligent player.
Marcus Smart knocks down a three, and the Celtics regain the lead. Smart, 4 to shoot, Payton, right in his face, and he banks it in. Tatum on the drive, kicks it out, Smart, corner three, bang!
He was lethal in that game. He wasn't the star. Tatum was amazing, as always. Jaylen Brown was sensational, 27 points. But Marcus Smart does the little things, and he does the big things. He is he's a hell of a player, man. And he just seems like the playoffs are where he belongs. He's been, I mean, he averaged 12 points a game during the regular season. He's been picking up the pace. And I love the dyeing of the hair and with the green and owning who you are, owning that you're a Boston Celtic. Boston might win this thing. Now you got doubts with Steph Curry as far as the injuries go? Who knows, man? The bad is exactly that. Al Horford lands on Curry's ankle. Curry's had bad ankles, knees for a while now, so Warriors fans certainly holding their breath.
Steph Curry is laying down. Not sure if he got hurt. They were diving for loose balls. You see Curry wincing right now, and that foul is on Draymond Green. He is fouled out with 4:07 remaining, much to the delight of this crowd. And it looked like Steph Curry got hurt as Al Horford dove for the loose ball, landed on his leg.
And now the Warriors are, I mean, this changes. Boston's going to win the series if Steph's out. They still might win the series. They have home court advantage right now, dude. They have done an extremely well job in containing Golden State, but now if Steph Curry is out, you're gonna be in trouble. Golden State's gonna be in trouble. How about the ugly? This is how it ended for the Rockies. Charlie Blackmon. I love Charlie. I don't want to make fun of the dude, but the Rockies have had a few of those plays, right? These wacky little errors that results in them losing a game or getting behind in a game. But Charlie Blackmon, we still love you, man. It was in the we go to extra innings. Rockies, it feels like they've been playing a lot of baseball lately. Charlie was the hero the night before. He was in our good. That's how it goes sometimes, dude. The good, the bad, the ugly. Charlie was in the good yesterday, and today we put him all the way down into the ugly. Rocks going at it for the rubber match coming up at 1:45. We're not doing pregame. We're going to just jump right over to the first pitch at 1:45. I'm gonna do something here, Jades. I think the Rockies are going to win this thing. Yeah, what do you think? Oh, you don't like that. Dude, you wore your shirt today. You wore your shirt. You got to be it on this pick.
I'm in a predicament, okay?
You have Logan Webb on your fantasy team or something?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I knew that. I could just tell by the way you were acting.
I see, like, I want them to do good, but it's like,
it's fantasy. It's more important to you?
What? Well, I mean, tank one game. One more game, Rockies. It's not.
Well, they don't have to try very hard to do that. Austin Gomber's going to the mound, and they have played really well in this series. Last night, again, it was a rough. You got to get your bats, man. That's what's ultimately going to do any good for you this year is your bats. That's what you're relying on. You're not relying on your pitching. And when you get those amazing pitching performances, you have to follow up on that, man. You really do. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And Senzatella goes six innings. When you get your, again, starters are starting to go six innings here. This is huge. If you can keep doing that, you're going to maybe, I'm not going to say you're going to dig yourself out of this hole all the way, but you could get back to respectable, which is what I thought the Rockies would be all year, is respectable. You know, somewhat respectable. I've you know, 74, 73 wins or something like that. That's kind of where I was sitting. To do that, your starting pitching has to go six, and your bullpen can't absolutely fall apart, which has been the case. Now, these are all basic things, right? But Austin Gomber needs to go six innings. He's got to get comfortable. But we'll see. I like the Rock. I don't know why. I'm just this is purely a feel it type pick today, Jades. This is based on nothing in history because San Francisco has the Rockies number. I just feel like maybe the Rockies refreshed. I don't know what this means long term. I'm still terrified of that Padres series coming up. I've liked the way the Rockies have shown some spirit in this, and I think they're going to get a series win. Their second series win in like a month. I think they got it.
Go Rockies, score in the ninth inning after my pitcher's pulled.
Okay, see, we can all win here. We can all win in this one. You know, just have a low-scoring game, and then the Rockies take care of business when they need to. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yeah, it's been fun, dude. Colorado is bumping right now. I mean, we talk, you know, we always get mad at the East-West Coast bias. Doesn't it feel like that Colorado now... I mean, we're getting this is collectively the best we've ever seen, right? I mean, we don't know what the Broncos are going to do, but you have an Avalanche team that's getting ready to win their third Stanley Cup. The Nuggets are a perennial playoff team every year. I don't know if you want to say they're in the favorites category, but they're certainly in the discussion. And the Broncos have Russell Wilson, one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And the Rockies have, you know, it's fun to go to Coors Field. But seriously, is this not, of at least three of the four, isn't this the best we've seen? And, I mean, we can stretch that. How about CSU going to March Madness? How about Jay Norvell and all the excitement surrounding this football team? Oh, by the way, you have Ed McCaffrey, a Broncos legend, coaching the UNC Bears. And Wyoming's basketball team went to the play-in. What was it, the play-in game or first four? They played Indiana. And you got Jeff Linder doing big things there. So this is crazy, dude. I mean, not just the big four we talk about. The college scene is big, too.
Well, and don't forget about UNC basketball. I mean, they're doing...
You can't forget about you. And they just... Dalen Kuntz is sticking around. And I'll be tweeting more about Dalen coming up soon. This guy's a special player. I was watching a Damian Lillard commercial last night. It's like one of those, you know, it came from nothing. And he was with Weber State. He played in the Big Sky Conference. Could Dalen Kuntz... I'm just throwing it out there. That's a big comparison. I'm just saying it's possible for Dalen Kuntz to do what Damian Lillard did. It's possible. Damian was really good in college. He got better once he hit the NBA. So I'm going to be really excited to see what Dalen can do next season.
Well, and don't neglect where he came from. I mean, CU won 20 games with a very young roster. I mean, I think they could be a March Madness team too.
I think, yeah. CU, they got to load a little bit to... losing Walker, I think that's going to be interesting. But, yeah, Dalen went with Tad Boyle's crew, and the fact is they were overloaded at guard at the time, and that's why he ultimately transferred to UNC, and it turned out to be a really good decision. I think he's going to grab the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. And then, you know, if he can up his game even more, he could be an NBA talent. I could see it happening. 23 minutes after the hour. It's a fun time, man. Colorado's a great place to be when it comes to the sports scene. And the Broncos are only going to get better. Denver, like deep Denver fans, don't want the new stadium at DIA. But the rest of the state does. 24 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Who would you rather see the Avs play in the Stanley Cup Finals? Tampa Bay or New York? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back. It's Northern Colorado's Voice on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're live from the Allo Communication Studios. Join us.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
What a shout out to one of our great sponsors, Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. I love their tagline, live well, plan ahead. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. We're going to have Kevin Lytle on the show from the Fort Collins, Colorado. I want to get his thoughts. We had a lot of Nuggets guys on the last couple of days talking about David Roddy and where he might potentially go. Let's get Kevin's thoughts. Let's see how David's game can translate to the NBA. And I'll ask him, dude, I don't know many CSU players that have really translated to the NFL? To the NBA. They've had a lot of great players that are, some guys are still playing overseas and doing well. Colton Iverson, I thought, might have a great shot at it. Obviously, you got your Jason Smith. You got a couple of guys that have done some big things over the years. But Jason Smith obviously played in the league for quite some time. He obviously with CSU, he was a legend. Platte Valley, he was a legend. He was picked 20th overall in 2007. He's been around a little bit, a couple of different teams. But that's the one you point to. So there's not like a handful of guys that have come out of CSU and have been big-time players. Jason Smith's he's going to go down as a pretty darn solid NBA player when it's all said and done for him. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 31 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned, Rams fans. We're going to talk to Kevin Lytle next of the Coloradoan. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at greeleystampede.org.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
After the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. Shout out to my friends over at Cables Pub and Grill. It's Thursday, which means Fiesta Thursdays at Cables. Smothered burritos for just $10.99 and a house margarita for $4. You can't beat it, man. They've got the best deals, the best food, and honestly, the best atmosphere around. That's Cables Pub and Grill. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Kevin Lytle of the Colorado, and he's our Rams insider. Kevin, my man, I know I'm getting a little excited here, but seeing David Roddy in a Denver Nuggets warm-up jersey or whatever that was, workout jersey, I'm all in on this. They may reach to get him, but I'm just 100% in because I want to see a local guy stay local.
Yeah, as obviously everyone I think enjoyed that the other day. I don't want to be the cold water guy to pour on this, but it is, it's funny how this kind of the second time it's happened in a couple months of, there's a local star, and the way it's happened with both Roddy and Trey McBride is it actually does make some sense how they could fit with the Denver team. Yeah, I think, fans always kind of want to pair it because obviously a lot of CSU fans are also Denver sport team fans. A lot of times, it doesn't even make sense. Both those guys, you can actually see how it could work. I will say I just don't see the Nuggets taking Roddy at 21. Now, maybe they could trade back or something like that. It's certainly not impossible. And he does, in a lot of ways, fit what they would do. But let's just say I don't expect David Roddy to be a Nugget here in 3 weeks.
But Kevin, he wore number 21, and they have number 21 pick. I mean, what more logic do you need at that point?
Well, I mean, when you say it like that, and that is how they make these picks, right?
That's how I would make. I would
how
have
the numbers align. Yeah,
I would have the worst team in the world, man. No, and I think you have to be a realist here. when you look at David and when you look at 21, okay, we've heard late first round, maybe that would be like the best case scenario, but 21 is pretty tough to get there. But, you know, like you said, maybe the Nuggets do trade back. Maybe they're not in love with anybody that they think they could get at 21 and ultimately move back. Okay, Kevin, let's just talk about David here. Because I was thinking about how many players from CSU. You know, you got Jason Smith. I'm trying to think, like, how many guys from CSU have went on to have not just NBA careers, but, like, pretty good NBA careers?
Yeah, it's a very, very short list. I mean, CSU just does not have a great basketball history as far as CSU's basketball history is interesting. They've rarely been terrible, but they've rarely been great. And kind of the players they produced are in that vein. You know, they've had some good ones. But not really mean great NBAers. You know, Jason Smith is certainly up there as one of the top. They had a guy, Bill Green, who was a top pick, but he had a fear of flying, so he basically never played in the NBA back in the late 50s. I think he was picked by the Celtics. It's a really short list. You know, David, again, I'm going under the assumption that he will get drafted because I feel very comfortable. He's going to be the first pick since 2013 for CSU in the NBA. So it's a pretty short list. So, I mean, hopefully he has a great, great career. But, frankly, he doesn't have to be an NBA guy that long to be one of the better CSU NBA players. And I think he has every potential. I had a good long discussion with some other reporters, some folks that, you know the NBA pretty well yesterday. And I think we all kind of agreed that, you know, I'm not sure David Rye is going to be a star, you know, an all-star in the NBA. But I can definitely see this guy having, you know, an 8-year career as a very valuable role player. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty short list of guys that have had strong NBA careers out of CSU.
Well, and like the one guy I remember getting excited about, Kevin, I think this was right when I started talking a little more CSU on the show, was Colton Iverson.
Yep.
I thought he was going to translate. I really did. I thought his game would translate. I think he didn't get drafted by Boston.
Yep.
And then he pretty much made a career of overseas stuff. So that's why it's difficult for me because we were just talking about a Big Sky Conference guy, Damian Lillard. I mean, we broadcasted UNC Weber State games all the time. I knew he was amazing. I couldn't have told you that he was going to go be like a top 10 NBA player.
Yeah, and that's where fit means so much. And that's where, you know, obviously I'm hoping David Rye gets picked, you know, pretty early. But getting a really good fit is so important. You know, as we've talked about, he's such a unique player, too. You need a team that will look at him as a, you know, a weapon and say, hey, let's find all the ways he can help us rather than lament the ways that he's limited. So fit is so big. And, yeah, it is hard to project. Colton Iverson, yeah, he was the last pick from CSU. But he was just the wrong time. You know, teams, I think, were just starting to transition away from your traditional back-to-the-basket center, and that's what he was. He joined a really good Boston team, which I think, you know, frankly, didn't help him because there just wasn't much room there. You know, he had some good summer league stuff, but it's just hard, man. NBA rosters are hard to make.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the teams that we've heard with Roddy, although it seems like he's working out with every team now. Like, I'm looking at the list. He is making the rounds. You know, you look over at, like, Golden State's name keeps coming up, which makes sense because we compare, you know, okay, he kind of plays like Draymond Green. But where does that, like, they're deep. They're deep. The way they play is so interesting. You look at that and go, man, that might be a while before he starts to scratch the surface with a team like Golden State.
Yeah, there's good and bad in a team like them. You know, the Warriors have a bunch of cap potential money issues coming in the next year or two. So you could say, well, maybe he could come in and kind of be a cheaper option than one of these guys. But yeah, like you say, on the flip side, he's walking into, you know, a championship level team that has established roles. So, you know, would he be able to find time there? So yeah, there's so many different ways, and that's why, you know, a couple of the early second round picks are kind of interesting, like Toronto, you know, cause most teams at the top of the second round are bad. And it's like, well, again, good and bad there. You're maybe more likely to crack the rotation, but it's a pretty bad rotation. But you look at Toronto, you know, that's a team that, you know, they don't have a first-round pick, so they could probably give David first-round money if they picked him. You know, it's a pretty solid franchise, so, you know, maybe that's a pretty intriguing option. That'd be a good mix of a good place to go and you know, kind of be treated like a first-round pick. So it is really interesting watching all the different possibilities.
It's crazy too that we're talking about this so much, Kevin, because you've been on, you know, you've been on KFKA for a lot. We've followed your stuff for a long time now, and we've talked about, okay, Nico Medved bringing this group up. CSU basketball is getting really popular. Some good football players have come out of CSU over the years. But this year, it seemed like it all came to a head. Now, I know the football program was a disaster, but Trey McBride was the shining light there, and then basketball was so amazing. It's just nuts to me, and if you really got it, Rams need to step back and think about it. We talked Trey McBride maybe going first. He ends up going second. Still crazy. And here we are with David Roddy, probably going to get drafted. So it's just it's a wild time for CSU. And I think both acts with Trey McBride and Roddy, they're only going to make CSU bigger and better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I tweeted this last week when David, you know, officially declared, assuming he's drafted, which, again, feel pretty sure about, it'll be the first time CSU has ever had a player picked in the top two rounds of the NFL and NBA drafts in the same year. You know, obviously kind of an obscure stat that doesn't necessarily mean anything other than, you know, it's rare that CSU has players of this elite, caliber in both their, you know, main sports, biggest sports. So, yeah, I mean, it's really good for the attention. David, you know, I know he talked about on your show, he's talked about elsewhere, it's a great opportunity. You know, he's going to go into locker rooms and, you know, locker rooms, you know, they're always talking smack about teams and stuff, and he'll bring some CSU conversation in there. And certainly on the recruiting side as well, it will not be bad for Nico Medved and crew to be able to say, hey, look, we brought this guy in. You know, wasn't even starting as a freshman. And 3 years later, even with COVID, we developed him into an NBA player. So it's nothing but good for the attention and status of CSU.
Kevin, have you talked to Nico Medved recently since the news hit about David Roddy?
No, I haven't yet. I hope to do that soon. I believe he was actually on vacation when that happened, so he's been a little bit out. But they're back into their full summer mode. All their new players are on campus going through, you know, the summer workouts and stuff. So, yeah, I hope to catch up with him soon. But I think, you know, his line kind of from day one, I think, is probably still the same of certainly disappointment of they would love to have David for another season because I love working with him, but nothing but happiness for him and appreciation for you know, what he has done and did for the program.
Okay, Kevin, I have to go here, and I have to do it. I'm a radio show guy. I believe in Nico Medved. He's done nothing to let us think that anything less than, you know, pretty solid basketball is going to happen. But is there a sense of pressure next season under Nico Medved? I don't know if you're saying they have to get to March Madness again, but, you know, now fans are looking at it going, okay, you lost your stud. You've been building up for a while now. Do you believe that there's some kind of pressure to say, man, you at least got to be one of the top teams in the conference?
Yeah, I mean, I think pressure in the, you know, not the, you know, oh, you might get fired
next year
type of way. But yeah, expectations rise. And I think there definitely is a little bit of, okay, you found, you know, kind of a generational talent, you know, at least for CSU standards and David Roddy. And, you know, you won with him, made it to tournament with him. What are you going to be able to do without him? You know, you know, these guys, you know, your Jalen Lakes of the world, are, you know, are they as good as you think they are? So I think there is some pressure in that way of, can you keep this thing going, or was this, you know, kind of a product of, you know, you kind of struck gold with David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, and now the gold rush has expired. I think so. Yeah, I think in that way there's a little bit of pressure of, you know, can you sustain this level as you go through, you know, cycles of players. And, you know, the new contract does that as well. You know, it's obviously great for CSU fans they signed a new contract, but, you know, that also brings more expectation.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But also, like, personally for Nico, we've talked about his stock rising over the last few years as far as, well, this guy's probably going to have options at some point. Hopefully he ends up wanting to be, you know, stick around here and be a Sonny Lubick type guy. But the trajectory that he's been on every single year has just gotten a little bit better. And obviously last year leading to March Madness. So you look at it, I suppose, from an individual standpoint, if he wants to remain in those conversations, he can't have a major drop. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know that people are expecting March Madness, but I don't think he can have a major drop if he wants to keep that stock going nationally.
Yeah, Tanner asked me about this the other day. I hadn't thought much about it, but it's a good question Because, yeah, on the one hand, you know, if David had come back, you know, there was the, you know, kind of expectation that the team would have been really, really good, you know, Mountain West champ level, you know, maybe like a Sweet 16 run, and obviously that would have really highlighted Nico for coaching searches. But I guess in another vein, if you can lose David Roddy and get this team back to the NCAA tournament, that would really be a highlight
for
teams looking for a coach saying, oh my gosh, this guy can, you know, it wasn't just David Roddy, you know, being David Roddy, you know, this guy can really coach him up. So, yeah, there are a lot of different veins that conversation can go as well.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And again, you know, not to knock Isaiah Stevens and Jalen Lake and John Tonte and these great, really great players for CSU, but if this group can get in, then my goodness, we're really going to be lifting up Coach Medved, his coaching staff, these players. Speaking of Isaiah Stevens, Kevin, he's another one I'd be interested to get your thoughts on, and I want to try to catch up with him too. I wonder how he's taking all this in. Is he looking like, man, it's a bummer David's gone, but man, this is my time now. I can be the guy. As you said last week, that's always kind of been a 1A, 1B combo between the two. As a player, this is Isaiah's team, and this is his chance to really get in the limelight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, personally, I'm sure he's filled with nothing but, you know, happiness and appreciation for David. Those guys truly became best of friends. You know, they're in that same recruiting class. You know, they started talking to each other, you know, over text and playing video games together and stuff when they were still in high school. And, you know, they've lived together since day one coming here. So, I it sounds like that was probably a pretty emotional conversation when David, you know, officially told him he's leaving. But on the basketball side, yeah, I mean, Isaiah has run this team in a lot of ways. You know, David got the national attention, but in that locker room, Isaiah, you know, is as respected as anyone. So, yeah, now on the court, he'll just carry a little bit more of a burden, which, you know, he already had plenty. But, yeah, I think he'll, you know, I think him and Nico are going to have a little bit of a similar, you know, kind of use as an us against the world type of thing. You know, not that people think this team's terrible or anything, but you know how athletes, you know, love to use a little motivational tactics. I think we'll be getting that, and these guys will be saying, you know, hey, we're still here. We're going to be just fine.
Kevin, do you think the best is yet to come for Isaiah? Because, I mean, sometimes you see players, like you said, if he's a 1B guy to David's 1A, maybe they do take a back seat. Maybe they don't do as much necessarily. Do you look at this and say, okay, now David's gone. This offense opens up now for Isaiah to do more, to be even more of a complete player. Do you view it that way? Like, dude, maybe we haven't quite seen the best from Isaiah Stevens.
Yeah, I think we can see another jump. I mean, he has a lot of talent. You know, he even talked about, you know, his sophomore year probably tried to do a little too much, and then last year kind of played more within himself, and we saw, you know, a really excellent play there. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles, you know, he has to do more next year. But I think he probably has the mentality and mindset, you know, to make that happen. But yeah, it is going to be fascinating to see how he, you know, handles or embraces that kind of slightly different role, I guess.
Yeah, Kevin, great stuff from you as always, my friend. Yeah, either way, there's a lot to talk about, and as we get closer, let's transition. Let's start talking some football, man. I know it's June, but I'm starting to dream a little bit about what this Norvell led team can do.
Yep, we're getting close. It's kind of hard to believe, but it won't be that long until we're really talking about that a lot.
No doubt about it. Kevin, my man, we'll catch up with you soon. Love your work, as always, Fort Collins, Colorado. And if you want the real story inside all things CSU, including David Roddy, then you can't go anywhere else. Kevin, appreciate you, my man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, Kevin Lytle. All right, dude, you know, I'm into stories. I think the story with Isaiah Stevens, it changes. Okay, great. We're happy for David Roddy. We're pumped for him. Great news. Awesome. I want to follow his career forever. But now we shift it and go, he's gone. David's gone. Isaiah Stevens, are you freaking ready to take that next step? Are you ready to become, you know, a guy that's being talked about nationally? And maybe he can do well enough where he gets drafted next season. I mean, he's going to have a monster season. He is. There's just no doubt about it. 12:51 the time. Let's wrap up. We're going to finish up this hour. Short hour coming up. We're done at 1:45. We got Rockies and Giants coming up. And, Jades, the Rocks are winning that game. They're going to win this series against San Francisco. I know. I'm crazy. It's absolutely nuts. I'm not drinking any kind of Kool-Aid. Today I am, though. Today, I think that the stars are aligning. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The time. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We got our Method Flow Products poll question of the day available at thewholeshow.com. Who would you rather the Avs face, Tampa Bay or the New York Rangers? Jades, did you get the tune? We need the tune. We're getting ready to talk about an epic battle right now. Did you get it? I love it. You have it. I know you have it. You have it. It's there. Search it. We can do it next time. We have to talk about this, dude. This is bigger than Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage. This is bigger than any kind of Tiger Woods matchup that you'll ever see, man. This is the big stuff here, and we'll hit it. We'll hit it in the second hour. You got to stay tuned. Do not miss this. This is the competition of a lifetime. Two dudes going at it for all the glory in the whole wide world. We're going to talk about that in the second hour. If you missed my segment with Kevin Lytle, that was fantastic. Talking about David Roddy. Will he transition to the next level? How will he transition to the next level? And, you know, again, picking up the pieces here. It's Isaiah Stevens' team as far as that roster goes. We'll see if he answers that call. When we come back, I want to get into that great competition. Also, my story in the NFL today in the NFL. Exciting times in Colorado. Let's talk about it. You know, other than the Rockies, everything else is really crazy, man. Where collectively, these teams work together to grow sports in this state. Maybe we won't have such an East-West Coast bias anymore. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.